Currently, we have 53 degrees in Roanoke. We have 47 in Danville, 51 in Lynchburg, 50 in Bedford.
8:06 right here on the Morning Jam on this December 3rd program. And we're delighted to have Mark Dalton from Terry VW and Subaru in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you all?
I'm doing good.
Great.
We're doing good. So, Mark, we're heading into the Christmas season here, and I'm just curious, what does that do for a car dealer? Do people start really shopping in December to try to get something before the end of the year, maybe?
Yeah, I guess as we all get older, we can appreciate this a little more and more. But, you'd be surprised how many times we see a husband and wife that, what do we get each other? Well, they use the cars. Hey, let's just get this car, and this will be our gift to each other. And you'd be surprised how often it happens. It happens a lot.
Yeah.
And and then you've got this that situation. You've also got situations where people will need to spend some money before the end of the year, and so
right.
they'll be out purchasing vehicles and so forth as a result. And then you've got that scenario where maybe it's a fairly well-off grandparent that
wants to
sees that child, grandchild that needs a replacement, and so we see a lot of that as well. So,
feel free to pass their name on, my name on to them.
Isn't that the truth?
I'd be adopted at 63.
yeah, exactly.
So, you see the commercials out there. You've got the one where the lady, there's two vehicles out there, and she wants the truck.
Right.
And
he was like, oh,
wait what? That's for me. You get the car.
Hey, there's a lot of ladies who love to drive trucks.
Yeah,
oh,
they do.
Yeah. Right. You mentioned that, and there was a very good friend of mine that she wanted to surprise her husband last year with a truck for Christmas.
Okay.
And she pulled it off, and he was ecstatic. But I was so nervous because that's scary. You're making a very large investment.
Yes.
You're picking color and equipment. And
that's personal. That's a really personal thing.
Very personal. And it was a big investment, a big chance. But it came off perfect. But that was most recent. Big chance, I guess I saw.
So. Well, the market, we were talking before we went on the air, the market has been just so erratic almost in a way. People getting rid of vehicles, getting more for them than they paid for them.
Yeah.
I just recently may need to talk to you off the air.
Yeah.
I think I definitely have my truck sold. I asked him if I could hang on to it, until the end of the year here, just in the next few days, so I can get a couple more loads of gravel with it. I don't need the big 3/4 ton heavy duty Ford any longer. And the gentleman didn't even balk about the price. I told him, this is what I got into it. I'm gonna take just a little bit less for wear and tear, because I put new tires and shocks on it and a new emergency brake system, which is expensive because of the way they have to do it.
Sure.
Now with disc brakes, it's not so simple and it is costly. So I just put the number out there and he didn't even balk at
it. I don't know that you need to do that right now. Let's talk a little bit about that market.
Yeah. It's as we've said in the past, I say it every day, all day long. I've never seen anything like this. It's And this is all I've ever done. And, what we're experiencing today is just unheard of. I don't know how long this lasts. It doesn't appear that it's changing anytime real soon. My prediction is we're at least into summer of next year. But so what's going on, of course, is this vehicle shortage has created some crazy market prices with used vehicles. So as you just said, Mark, we've got people that are trading and selling that are getting, in many cases, more than they paid for the vehicle. Yeah. And some of these people bought these vehicles new. And, let's be honest. We've heard for years, all my life, that, a new car depreciates as soon as you drive it off the lot. Now, I wouldn't argue that. That's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
But we've got people that are coming back and trading in vehicles and receiving as much, if not more, than they paid for it maybe 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it's just a crazy market right now. And so it's, it may look like when you drive on the lot, you're like, well, there's no new cars. I guess they're all gone. Well, the inventory is depleted dramatically. However, we're still getting cars. We're just pre-selling them now, and so when they come in on the truck, they're already pre-sold. So
they don't sit on the lot.
Yeah, if somebody's on the market right now, I highly recommend that they do some searching and find the vehicle that they're interested in, and go in and reserve that vehicle because they are coming in, and then get this crazy trade value. You know, speaking of crazy trade values, I traded for a John Deere, 100 horsepower John Deere tractor yesterday.
Okay.
And so it's and this gentleman, this is a fairly rare tractor, and he
100 horsepower is a lot.
It's
for
a big
tractor.
Yeah, it's a big tractor, and he got fairly close to what he paid for this tractor new, but it's not just cars. There's a big market out there for equipment and everything right now. So now is a good opportunity or a good time to consider trading for that one very reason is your trade value.
Give us a little insight, maybe from some of the trade magazines that just are exclusive to you guys as as sellers. And what are the trade magazines saying? You know, as far as when we're going to turn the corner with the chips coming in and when we can see this thing. I know you said maybe next summer.
Yeah.
Is that directly tied to these newer vehicles being able to get on the lot and
yes.
that sort of stabilizes the whole mess?
Yes. And you know, and I don't know exactly what makes that time of year magical for everybody, all these manufacturers to start receiving chips per se, but consistently across the board with the manufacturers we deal with, NADA, the National Automobile Dealers Association, the opinion also seems to be the same, that we're looking at summer. So I guess these plants are getting ramped up. I know that they're building some new chip manufacturing plants, but I think it takes a little longer than that to get these up and running, even though we've been dealing with this for a while. But there is relief in sight, they're saying, and you know. But when we look at our inventory, you wouldn't know it by looking at the lot. But our inventory is probably only off, as far as what we're receiving every month, is probably only off about 30%.
Okay.
So it's
which under these conditions isn't that bad.
It's not horrible.
Right.
It's really not. No, it was worse than that. But our allocations every month, we're only off about 30%. It just doesn't appear that way when you look at the lot, because they're, as we said, they're being sold before they get there.
Mm. We got a text from Liz that says, "I want a Subaru Ascent."
Yes, that's our 7-passenger SUV.
As soon as we're ready to buy, we're coming to Terry.
Awesome.
So
that's good deal, Liz.
And Liz knows what a lot of people are learning, especially when the environment is like it is right now.
Yeah.
You really need to have people alongside you that can maneuver the market a little bit and kind of know, because you could come out really, really well, or could be a little upside down.
Yes.
So you got to be careful about who you go to.
Well, and you know, to be transparent, yes, are you going to pay just a little bit more for that new car today than you would maybe in normal conditions? Yeah, maybe just a notch. But I'll promise you, it's nowhere near the difference that we're talking about there is nowhere near what you're going to receive in adjusted trade value right now.
Right.
The trade value far exceeds the difference that you're looking at for that new vehicle purchase. So it is a fantastic time. That's not just a sales pitch. It's a fact.
Right.
It's a fantastic time to consider trading.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I was just thinking, give me a pro or a con here with the I call it kind of the bubblegum machine buying of the car. The one where you push the button and it comes off of the sixth floor and gets rolls right out.
It was a joke.
Yeah.
I swear I did.
Yeah. It's
good, bad, and indifferent. I mean, you don't have a connection with a local dealer that way.
No. And I'm certain, you know, there's a very small percentage of people that they don't want to deal with a dealer. And I get that. This business in some cases has earned its reputation, but there are a lot of good dealers, especially right here in this town. I'm proud to say that we live in an area of quality dealers. But these services that you're talking about, where they deliver the car to you, we hear so many nightmares.
Horror stories.
You can't imagine. Not only on the buying side, but some of these people that they offer to purchase your car.
Right.
They give you a figure, and we've heard things like it's 8 weeks before I received my check and things like that. It's just we hear all the horror stories, and I'm confident that there are some happy stories out there as well. But unfortunately, I only hear the horrible ones.
Right.
And it's not been a good experience, and it doesn't seem to be a deal.
Yeah,
it seems to be convenient because they deliver them and so forth. But I think there's a price to pay for that, certainly.
Yeah,
right. She also said, "I've always heard they have wonderful things about their customer service, and I love that they donate to the Humane Society."
Oh, yeah, that's our big one.
Can we talk about that just a little bit?
Yeah. That's years ago we started with a little promotion to donate dog food. They had a shortage of dog food, so we said, well, let's donate a bag of food for every test drive, and that just evolved into something that we never expected. We had so many people coming up to us afterwards saying, hey, you know, we're here and we're doing business with you because of what you do with the Humane Society. And I've always had this theory that you know, you've probably heard me say it a million times now, but I love supporting dogs. I don't feel like they had a choice in their situation. Mm-hmm. And I love supporting kids, and they didn't have a choice in their situation either. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of good organizations out there, but many of them, there were some poor choices that created it. But dogs and kids, they didn't have a choice. And
right.
So I love putting my money there. The Humane Society is definitely one that we have supported for some time and love doing that.
So. You have a campaign that's going through January 3rd. Is that particular one, or is this a different one?
Part of it. We do a campaign every September for the Humane Society, Lynchburg Humane Society. And then this event's going on right now. It's a national event through Subaru. It's called Share the Love. Mm-hmm. And they've done that, I think it's about 12 years now.
Right.
It's a really neat event. They pick four national charities, the ASPCA, the National Parks Foundation, Meals on Wheels, and then Make-A-Wish.
Okay.
And then, which all those are amazing charities, well-deserving charities. And then we get to pick a local charity, which obviously we pick the Lynchburg Humane Society because we've done so much with them.
Mm-hmm.
And but every time you buy a new Subaru during this period, which is mid-November through January 3rd, Subaru donates $250 to one of those five charities that you pick. And so locally, the Meals on Wheels chapter, we do a lot with them too. And they've received some very nice checks from Subaru every year at the end of this event, as well as the Humane Society.
Okay, so great. We appreciate what you do in that area and also providing quality vehicles for Lynchburgers and the surrounding area. Mark Dalton from Terry Subaru and Volkswagen. I'm put you on the spot, brother.
Yeah,
I did it last time when we talked about this truck, the new Baja that was coming out. Which do you sell more of, Subarus or Volkswagen? I'm just curious.
Currently Subarus.
Okay.
And I don't know, 15 years ago that was flipped. Subaru was not a very high volume car then, and it's grown rapidly. And so currently it's Subarus, Volkswagen. They're making a fairly strong comeback with this SUVs market that they're really pushing with our new Atlas and so forth. And so it's coming on pretty strong.
All right. Well, Mark, once again, thanks for stopping by. We hope you have a wonderful holiday season, and thanks for what you do for us here on the Morning Jam of the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
Thank you for having me.
It is 8:20. We'll have a Friday Funny coming at you here pretty soon. Janet's got another Five and Dine in the queue as well. And again, you just never know what may happen before we shut this thing down at 9 o'clock. Hugh Hewitt can be heard on the network, this station, WIQO, and then Brian Kilmeade across the Roanoke area. So we have plenty of programming to carry you throughout the day. Hopefully you'll stay with us. And thanks for being with us this morning on the Morning Jam.
The Morning Jam with Janet Rose and Mark Lamb. Everything I had to put the hurt on me.
start nothing. And get this. Get this. About a year after that, another close friend of theirs died. We all about her side of the family. Uncle. She shows up with 9 pounds of boar's head roast beef. That's just her showing off right there. That's expensive.
It's expensive.
She also brings along 4 or 5 loaves of that Jewish, high dollar, Jewish rye bread. Talk about showing off. There ain't no Jews in our family.
Oh, Lord.
Everybody else, we're just country folks. Uh-huh. Especially the old folks. Hell, I can't eat this. I got square meat and round bread.
Oh, my gosh. You got to love the South, don't you? That would get you criticized, though.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's hard to know what to take for funerals, though.
Especially in that group. Holy cow.
I know. You're going to be heavily criticized either way, aren't you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny, though. It makes me laugh.
Comes from Winn-Dixie.
Well, yeah, that's right.
She didn't make that.
She can't win.
She's
not even pretending like she made anything time, though. She's just showing off, according to him. So we've been talking about some of those unconventional gifts you might want to consider giving.
Right.
Some of these I won't share, but there's a site called uncommongoods.com.
Right.
And it talks about, you know, some different gifts that you could do. Like there's a book on how to speak dog.
How to speak dog.
That would be interesting for a dog lover.
Right.
Murder mystery jigsaw puzzles.
Okay. All right.
A cocktail smoker. Have you ever had a smoked cocktail before?
No. I don't know if I want to try.
Our friends up at the distillery on 151, they do one.
Okay.
And it is like, I don't know, it's like drinking a campfire. There's something very
interesting,
warm and soothing
drinking a campfire
about it. Hmm. There's no other way I can explain it.
I understand.
But but I thought it was kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Cold beer coats. And like instead of a cozy,
okay,
a koozie.
It's
literally a coat, so it makes a mug almost out of it.
Nice.
There's some very funny ones. Apparently, shower steamers are also very popular.
Okay, shower steamers.
And a storm cloud. apparently, with a storm cloud, it's like a little tchotchke looking thing that's in the shape of a cloud. But as the air pressure changes, the special liquid inside crystallizes to different patterns.
Interesting.
So your storm glass is a weather predictor.
Okay.
And was created by a meteorologist. So if you have a weather nerd on your Christmas list, that might be interesting. Here's one for the nurse on your list.
Okay.
There's a poop bingo.
What?
Actually, it's not. It's not for nurses. I thought maybe it was because, you know, they'll talk about anything.
They will, and they do.
A twist on a classic game of bingo featuring the scat of 24 different animals and their distinct droppings. So maybe the hunter on your family. I love a good gag gift, and nothing's more gaggy than that one.
Wow.
Wow.
I love it. I think you're going to have to get the mistaken lyrics.
Yeah. Well, she's excited about that one. I mean, that's something I might be able to move forward with on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she seems pretty excited about it. There's also terrarium candles and a special peanut butter scoop so you can get every single drop of the peanut butter out of the jar.
Now we're talking.
See?
Now we're talking.
The perfect stocking stuffer for Mark Lamb.
Yes.
A peanut butter spoon that allows you to get every last drop.
It's frustrating.
Well, I wonder if that would work for Dukes. I guess it would. I'm pretty darn good at getting all the Dukes out.
Are you getting it all out?
Okay. Yeah, I'm pretty good at that. But there are tons and tons and tons of fun gift ideas on this site. There's also fitness dice. That takes the work out of your workouts. These 7 wooden cubes require only your body weight and your will.
Huh.
So you have to, now, although I could see you, if it tells you to do 20 squats, going, I'm just going to roll again. It's just, let me just roll again.
I need a mulligan here.
That's right. If you roll a squat and a 20, you'll be like, Apparently, it gives you 45,000 different possible routines designed for all experience levels.
Okay.
I think that's kind of a fun gift.
Yeah.
So there you go. Earlier in the morning, we were talking about the worst gifts you've ever received.
Yeah.
We did receive quite a few mentions from listeners who told us some of the worst gifts, including the one man who said his girlfriend gave him a picture of herself.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yours was a used VCR from a boyfriend that wasn't a boyfriend for much longer.
A used VCR.
And you got him a leather jacket.
And I bought him a leather jacket.
Wow.
Yeah.
Gosh.
I was far too generous.
Yeah, apparently.
I should have at least waited.
How much longer did that relationship last?
Not long.
Yeah.
Didn't even, and it wasn't just because
didn't make
of that.
It to February 14th. So he could redeem himself,
no,
maybe?
No, because I didn't want to go through that. But yeah, I thought that was a pretty, I don't think I've ever had one. I did get a Snuggie one time. I was not happy with that gift.
Oh, there's Snuggies for your pets now.
Yeah. I would like one of the sleep pods, though, that they have now. That I would like.
Okay.
But not a Snuggie that's like a ugly, misshapen hospital gown. Currently 50 degrees in Bedford, 52 in Lynchburg. We have 54 in Roanoke, 51 in Salem, 49 in Danville. Where they have a Piggly Wiggly.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Yeah. Well,
it's good to know.
You're pretty excited about it. I can see.
Well, you know, I think it's just because I want to say, you know.
Is it a nostalgic trip?
I'm going to the pig.
Right. Oh, okay.
I think that's what it is. Yeah. I think it's a nostalgic thing.
Well, speaking of Danville, one of the largest food banks in the region is seeing donations slow down. Karen Harris, she's the executive director of God's Storehouse in Danville, says the pantry's seen a decline in donations of food and money. She said at the beginning of the pandemic, the donations were flowing, but the food bank is now facing up to a 15% decline. Harris said overall, the need in the community for this year has been a little bit less than what they saw prior to the pandemic, but the numbers are starting to creep up again. She said that's bad news, especially after what we just saw with their busiest week being Thanksgiving. So if you're in that Danville area and you want to help out a great organization, God's Storehouse is certainly one of them. They'll take cash donations or bring food to their pantry. It's one way that you can make sure families get what they need as the holidays are fastly approaching. It'll be Christmas before we can say Merry Christmas almost.
True.
So there
you go.
We've
been talking a lot about catalytic converter robberies.
Yeah.
Deputies in Campbell County are pleased that at least one of those thieves are off the street. They got one. They arrested a man who was attempting to steal a catalytic converter on Drinkard Road off Route 460.
Okay.
And the way they caught him, they got a tip from somebody that said, there's this thin white dude underneath the vehicle trying to cut something out with a battery-operated saw.
Yeah.
That doesn't look right.
Nope.
And the man fled on foot, but they were able to capture him. David Martin is his name. He's 33. He's from Lynchburg. Community members pointed Campbell County Sheriff's deputies to the area of Thomas Terrace Market.
Okay.
And he was taken custody there. They say Martin admitted to attempting to remove the catalytic converter from the victim's vehicle. And, of course, as we said, catalytic converter thefts have been on the rise.
Yeah, 1,200 a week or some crazy thing like that.
So do you think a lot of this is copycat people? Like thieves going, wait, I didn't know you could get that kind of money.
Right, exactly.
Let me go steal some.
Yeah.
Even though they probably have no idea how to get rid of them.
Right.
I want to know where the market is. Who's buying these?
Yeah, who's buying them? That's where they... I'm sure detectives, I would hope.
Yeah, if they wanted to shut it down, that's how you shut it down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You eliminate the market for it.
Yeah. Yeah, I was... I might be... Looks like I'm getting rid of my pickup. I was just rooting around a little bit on Marketplace the other day, and I was looking for a specific kind of vehicle. Honda Element all-wheel drive. Anyway.
You better go get your butt over to Terry.
Well, somebody has one of these for sale. I think it's in Roanoke, and they've taken half-inch cable, and it says catalytic converter protection kit, and it shows a picture of the car underneath, and somebody has come up with this, I guess, way to secure your catalytic converter with about, I don't know, 20 feet, 30 feet of half-inch flexible metal cable. You just wrap it all around it, and you strand it. You tie it to the, you know, before and after the catalytic converter, and you make a web, and they'd have to cut through all of that to get to the catalytic converter, which it could be done, but a 5-10 minute job would turn into about an hour and a half, you know, and you'll probably get caught by then, right. I would guess. So, and I think what would happen is if a thief crawled underneath and saw that, they say, no, let's go to the next one.
Probably you so. Know,
so.
Well, puppy scams are the number one scam in Virginia during the holidays, that according to the Better Business Bureau. This time of year, they say more families are looking to find a pet. Scammers jump on this, post fake puppies to buy.
Wow.
Tips on how you should, how you can tell if the pup is real or bogus, or a promise from a fake seller. First of all, go to your humane societies and try to find a pup that way.
Yeah.
If you decide that you want one. But if you're insisting on buying purebred, you need to ask the breeder that if you can come to the facility or meet the dog in person first. Which, who wouldn't do that anyway?
Yeah, I'd want to see my dog.
And I want to see the conditions that they were
in. They're living in, yeah.
Like before I, Winston and Baxter are my only breeder pups. Everybody else is a rescue.
Right.
And I was, I mean, I went to the facility and I saw the facility just to make sure, you know, that it was legit and clean and all that. But the BBB says you wouldn't buy a car without test driving
true.
It. And, you know, if they tell you that's not okay, that's your immediate red flag that this is a problem. So they also say if you think you are being scammed, to immediately report it to the Better Business Bureau.
Absolutely.
And you see a lot of this where, and not only are they doing it for that, but you're seeing a lot of ads right now for rent-to-own properties.
Right.
And it's like some ridiculously low price. It's like, you know, $550 a month for just a beautiful three-bedroom home.
Yeah.
And you're like, what are you on earth? That's not real.
Yeah.
If it sounds too good to be true, it's too good to be true.
Even Marketplace, you have to be careful. There's
yes,
this
you do.
Truck that's been on there forever and a day and keeps getting reposted. It's a beautiful, like, 99 extra cab Chevy pickup, 6-foot bed, 66,000 miles on it, $800. Yeah, right. If it had 366,000 miles, they'd be asking
even that. You can't. Yeah. You can almost scrap one for that.
Right. I mean, it's like, come on.
But people fall for it all
do.
The time.
Yeah.
It's really crazy.
Mm-mm.
The other thing with Marketplace right now is it's so hard to get to just local sellers.
I know. I've noticed that.
I don't want.
I tell them I want a 50-mile radius.
They've monetized it.
Yeah.
You have to go in and you have to click no shipping,
right.
Local pickup only. If you filter it that way, it'll get rid of that stuff.
Okay.
If you don't, it keeps popping up and popping up.
But Mark Zuckerberg was going to fix all that when he changed the name to Meta.
They're too busy, like,
what, you know, raking
trolling,
in their billions of dollars?
Well, and trolling
other
people and taking their content down. So there is a little bit of that going on. So if you're looking for something to do this weekend, there are several things in the area that you can take in, including the Celebration of Lights if you're in the Lynchburg area. That's free and open to the public. It's a drive-through display at Riverside Park. Now, they are going to have a special event that's going to be going on tonight, so the park will be closed to the cars that night, but you'll be able to walk around and take in a number of special things that they're doing there. Also, the Amherst Reverse Christmas Parade
we talked about that earlier.
Taking place tonight. There is also Bedford Public Library System. They're doing weaving essentials tomorrow morning at 10:30. It'll cover all the essentials of using the tools of the trade to start your own tapestry.
Oh, nice.
Is it going to be time for you to make something for Christmas? I don't know.
Well,
maybe. Might be.
Okay.
We shall see.
We're going to go listen to some music this weekend.
You are?
It's kind of our little Christmas present to each other.
Where are you going?
So, Lynchburg Symphony.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
My wife took care of all of it.
So you're going to the Academy?
Yeah, I guess that's...
Nice.
She's handling it all.
See, that's going to be great.
I'm just providing the chauffeur services.
They were so good with the opera by the James that I went to last month.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
Yeah, we're going to get to use up one of our Insane Radio deal cards that we bought a while back.
Okay.
One of the local restaurants, so...
So you got a whole evening planned.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
So, speaking of Insane Radio deals here just for a moment.
Oh, no.
We had Salty in yesterday for a long extended studio.
That was a little exhausting.
Yes. But anyway, he's going to be our celebrity voice because he's been made famous on the Tom Sullivan Show, not ours.
Yeah.
I'm a little disappointed there. But anyway, he is known across the nation from California to literally from California. I think specifically in...
near San Diego, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's... where's the state capital?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's where Rush always talked about that it was his hometown, even though he came from Cape Girardeau. Anyway, Sacramento.
Oh, okay.
He's known in Sacramento, and he's known in right outside of Music City Hall, right there in New York, Manhattan.
Oh, he's as close as we're going to be able to afford.
It's right, exactly.
For sure.
All we had to do was give him a six-pack.
You did not. Did you give him
booze? I had it in the truck.
Mark!
Well, I mean...
It was bad enough. He already, I think he slipped in something from Delmont.
Well, he brought the whiskey with him. He said he was going to.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah. Anyway.
You're a bad influence.
So we recorded Salty yesterday. He is going to be our celebrity voice for Insane Radio deals, which will take off big time next week. I mean, we are slashing prices like we did if you were around during the Halloween sale. We are looking at some of those same numbers, and we moved a lot of products. So, Salty, you're going to hear him a little bit here coming next week.
Okay.
For the next couple weeks as we move some product on. InsaneRadioDeals.com. Go look at the prices now. You can buy it now. Oh, we're also going to be giving away Sequest tickets for free next week
on
our show.
But let's say this. We're going to slash the prices if they're still there.
Yeah, it's all while supplies last.
That's right. So it's that kind
of
thing.
So, yeah, that's the deal.
Hey, we also have coming up, I've got some of the events that are taking place in the New River Valley, Roanoke and Bedford area that you can use to celebrate the holidays. But right now, how about some Five and Dine?
All right.
It's time for Janet's Five and Dine on the Morning Jam. Give her 5 minutes and she'll give you some great inspiration for a delicious meal tonight.
Five and Dine is brought to you by our friends at F&L Market. They're located on Memorial Avenue in Lynchburg. They are cutting and grinding fresh meats every single day. And they have everything you need for stocking your pantry and getting you ready for those holiday meals, including... if you want to do some homemade gifts, I've been doing some foodie gifts this week on Five and Dine that you can make and give away to other folks. Mm-hmm. This is going to be one of those. It is one of the, well, I call them the soup mix meals or the mason jar.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they're mason jar.
It's cool
gifts.
Looking. We've done one of those before, yeah.
Yeah, and this one is really delicious. The link that I share even gives you a printable recipe tag.
Oh, nice.
That you can print out and add to it, and that's kind of fun. But it's for a 3-bean chili mix gift jar. Now, F&L Market has a particularly great selection of dried beans, lentils, seasonings, and the prices are so good. So I'll go there and stock up when I'm getting ready to do something like this. This is how you make the 3-bean chili mix gift jar. You're going to create a mixture of your beans, and you're also going to layer those with an onion flake mixture that you're going to put together. So you combine onion flakes and garlic powder in one little jar, and then you're going to do a chili powder and cayenne, and then you're going to layer it up in the mason jar. You're going to start with the dried kidney beans, then you're going to put the onion mixture, then you're going to put a layer of pinto beans, then the black beans, then the chili powder cayenne mixture, then you're going to put in a layer of parsley and top it with some cumin. After that, all you have to do is seal it up, attach the gift tag that tells them how to utilize this jar and make it into a delicious chili. It really is a great gift. Mm-hmm. Check it out by going to Facebook, type in Janet's Five and Dine. You'll find this recipe and all the recipes that we share here on the Morning Jam, brought to you courtesy of our friends at F&L Market, where their meats are a cut above.
Before you fire up the coffee maker, turn on the Morning Jam with Janet and Mark on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
I come from a long line of Southern cooks, and one thing my mama always told me was ingredients matter. That's why I trust the experienced butchers at F&L Market, Lynchburg's only locally and family-owned independent grocery store. Their staff cuts and grinds fresh meats daily and will offer you the personal service you desire for everyday meals or special occasions. This week at F&L Market, stock up on Family Pack Boneless Pork Chops, $2.29 a pound. Family Pack Bone-In Assorted Pork Chops are $1.79 a pound. Boneless Chuck Roast are $5.49 a pound. Grade A Large Eggs are $1.59 a dozen. Save on Dole Bananas, 49 cents a pound. And be sure to sign up for the VIP Savings Club. Text F&L Market to 833-605-1804. Stop by F&L Market today, 2517 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. Their meat is a cut above.
Is it a journey? I'm just a small town girl living in a lonely world without carbs. That was a journey joke. You guys are good. You're good. Wow. You're on tape delay, dude. That was I'll do another one for you to get first time. The only thing I'm loving, touching, and squeezing now is fruit. Or maybe a banana, na na na. Everybody, na 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 na. See, they're way ahead of you. It's cute. Your little tiny wife is totally embarrassed. I told him not to talk.
But he did anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you going to do about that? Wow. She's funny.
We used to do that kind of stuff, me and Sean, on the job site.
Oh, yeah.
We would say the lyrics. Yeah, we'd talk in song lyrics.
My favorite thing is when you do it and it takes them a while to catch on.
Right.
That's the best.
Mm-hmm.
And that can happen.
And then, you know, when you are with someone that gets lyrics wrong, I mean...
Oh, yeah.
They don't give you the right response.
That's
right.
Not
the response you were looking for.
Well, if you're looking for something to do this weekend, we have got some ideas for you. We've been sharing some throughout the morning. Grandin Village Holiday Children's Parade. That's already happened, but they have some more going on in Roanoke, the city of Roanoke's Christmas Parade.
Okay.
In downtown Roanoke and Dickens of a Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be kicking off on the 10th.
Okay.
The Salem Christmas Parade is tonight. Bedford Christmas Parade is tomorrow.
Right.
Buchanan Christmas Parade is December the 11th.
Oh, okay.
Now, if lights are what does it for you and you're in the Roanoke area, Illuminites at Explore Park, that's going to be going on through December 30th. We've got the Bedford Festival of Trees going on.
Mm-hmm.
We've mentioned Fashions for Evergreens. That's at Hotel Roanoke.
Right.
Land of Lights, Franklin County Recreational Park. That'll go on through the end of the month.
Okay.
They're going to have the Buchanan, the tree lighting has already happened, so you can go and see that there.
Okay.
City of Roanoke Christmas tree lighting, that's going to be held tonight as the kickoff of Dickens of a Christmas.
Right.
And same thing for City of Lynchburg Christmas tree lighting.
Okay.
So.
Wow.
Luminary lights, that's Natural Bridge State Park, and then Christmas Eve luminary display, that's going to be at the town of Bedford.
Well,
so many things
like
to do.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of really kicking in now.
Mm-hmm.
With all this.
And you're going to a concert, you said.
Yeah, we're going to. I'm trying to remember. My wife, I don't know if she's still listening or not. All I know is we're going to a concert tonight. I think
you
it
know
is
what I need, think you need to take her to?
What?
There's going to be a hip-hop nutcracker.
Yes. We saw that.
No, that's not going to be your cup of tea. All right. Well, if you want something more traditional, boring, they're doing a, actually, it's not boring. The Nutcracker's beautiful. It's going to be with the Roanoke Valley Children's Choir at the Salem Football Stadium.
Okay.
The Nutcracker Holiday Spectacular.
Okay.
And then the Roanoke Ballet is going to be presenting the Nutcracker at the Jefferson Center.
Well, that sounds good.
Or if you're running something a little offbeat, you can do the hip-hop.
You can do the hip-hop. I would imagine it would be an interesting
thing to do.
I mean, you know, it's going to have its own twist. I mean, you remember when, you know, Michael Jackson and Diana Ross did the whole Wizard of Oz thing back in the day.
True.
You know, I can't remember. Well, what was it called? Oz? I think it was called Oz Only or something like that.
I don't know.
Speaking of Oz, Dr. Oz is going to be running for the Senate, maybe.
Craziness.
I know. In Pennsylvania. I hope he does. He's going to run as a Republican. Kind of had that suspicion about him anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway.
You know what we should do?
What?
We should get together and you and I and my Mark and your Kara should go to the mystery at Twisted Track Brew Pub. Tacky Christmas Sweater Murder Mystery.
Where and when?
It's going to be in Roanoke on December the 16th, 6 to 9.
Is that a Thursday?
It's an interactive murder mystery. You play a character, solve clues, interrogate the suspects, and then you use your deduction skills to see who did it.
That's a Thursday night, isn't it?
Is it?
I think so.
Oh, we're so boring and old and have to get up so
early.
Well,
I mean, we have to get up. I mean, we
wouldn't even get in the bed until 11.
That would make for an interesting Friday show, though.
It would. Yes, it would. It would. Tacky Christmas Sweater Murder Mystery.
What time does this start?
Starts at 6.
6?
And it's $30. That includes your food and you have food and beer available as well to you.
But the wife is listening. She said it sounds like fun.
It sounds like fun.
Yeah.
I don't have a tacky Christmas sweater, but I could get one.
Yeah. Well,
I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
There's a lot of fun things.
It's going to be the holiday concert tomorrow, by the way. I looked it up.
Well, I'm just saying, don't say that there's not things to do in the...
Oh, gosh.
And we just talked about Southside yesterday.
Yeah, we had them on the air. They have a big weekend, you know, lined up. And
we talked about all that. So yeah. It's pretty cool.
Okay. Well, I'm going to ask the Wiz. My brother checked in. The Wiz is what it was called. The
Ease on down.
The road. Yeah, the new version of Wizard of Oz. Thank you.
I liked it. Hey, Netflix is making a movie about a grandma and a man that she accidentally invited to dinner.
Okay.
6 years ago, a grandma in Arizona mistakenly invited a stranger to her Thanksgiving dinner.
Right.
What started out as an accidental text message led to a humorous exchange that went viral. It has since turned into a friendship and a heartwarming holiday tradition.
Oh, neat.
Jamal Hinton, the stranger who received the text, announced Thursday on Twitter that he and Wanda Dench, the grandmother, are partnering with Netflix to make a movie about their story.
Oh, wow.
Says, I'm very excited to announce our new partnership with Netflix. We thank every single one of you for your love and support in our journey the last 6 years. We can't wait to tell our story on the big screen.
I like it.
Hinton is 22. She's 64.
Okay.
And of course, they come from different cultures. She's a white grandma, and he's an African-American young man who has been a regular at her dinner table ever since.
How about that?
That's pretty cool.
I love it, too. That's good stuff.
Very cool stuff.
Well, hey, yeah, go ahead.
It's going to be a great weekend. Hope you'll get out and enjoy some of it. We look forward to seeing you on Monday.
Yep.
Hopefully, our boy will be better by then.
Yeah, I hope so.
Fingers crossed.
Dealing with some gallstones.
Yeah.
Yeah. So say a prayer this weekend for Trey.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to figure out what's going on with the doctor tomorrow. Well, have a good weekend. Make today awesome. And Janet and I will be back on Monday to see what kind of trouble we can get into.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for being with us this week.